there. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek, and I'm going to be here with you for the next 5 minutes. Thanks so much for stopping by. Today is February the 21st. It's the Wednesday of the first week of Lent. And as was the case yesterday, we are going to look to the first reading from today's daily Mass. Again, I always analyze it. I ask the Holy Spirit to guide me. Do I speak about the gospel? Do I speak about the first reading, you know, the responsorial psalm? And he was really leading me to this first reading today, especially since we're in the Lenten season. It's a really good one. It's the story of Jonah. You know, you're probably very familiar with the story of Jonah and the whale. Technically, a large fish, as it's described in the gospel. But you know, we've heard this it's described in the Bible. But Jonah's got a much bigger message than that. It's a fascinating story, but there's an incredibly good message found in the book of Jonah, especially applicable to the Lenten season. So let's look at the first reading from today's daily Mass, a reading from the book of the prophet Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Now this is after Jonah had his encounter with the whale, and he was trying to get away from God. God sent him to Nineveh, telling the people to repent. Jonah didn't want anything to do with Nineveh. He didn't think the people were worthy of God's mercy. And so, you know, Jonah was doing everything to reject his mission. Then after the whale incident, the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, and he was more willing to listen. Set out for the great city of Nineveh and announce to it the message that I will tell you. So Jonah made ready and went to Nineveh according to the Lord's bidding. Now Nineveh was an enormously large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began his journey through the city and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing 40 days more and Nineveh shall be destroyed. When the people of Nineveh believed God, they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in the ashes. Then he had this proclaimed throughout Nineveh by decree of the king and his nobles, neither man nor beast, neither cattle nor sheep shall taste anything. They shall not eat, nor shall they drink water. Men and beast shall be covered with sackcloth and called loudly to God. Every man shall turn from his evil way and from the violence he has in hand. Who knows, God may relent and forgive and withhold his blazing wrath so that we shall not perish. When God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil way, he repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them. He did not carry it out. Keep in mind, this is written for a people who were used to serving idols. You know, these Old Testament readings, they were written thousands of years ago. So certain liberties are taken with describing God, the idea that God repented. God doesn't change. God's immutable. He can't change. But the point of this is God told the people, hey, clean up your act, change your ways, or else. And guess what? They listened. Sounds harsh, but that's the point of Lent. Many of us get off the path. You know, we're supposed to be headed toward heaven by following God's will. And we mess up. Lent is that time to make some corrections, to look at things which may be taking the place of God. Maybe some comforts, maybe attachments, maybe sin. To make the changes necessary, the church gives us this time to repent, to make changes, to get back on track, so that one day we can arrive at our final destination, heaven. It's not about this life. It's not about being comfortable here. It's about making it to heaven. Jonah's story is a great example for us during Lent. The Lord is calling us to change our ways. We have free will. We don't have to respond. The people of Nineveh responded. They took the Lord's word seriously. How about you? Something to think about, right? We'll talk to you next time.